Thanks.
Thank you for dialing in, and welcome to Bath Resources' first quarterly shareholder call. My name is Susie Gellier, and I'm Bath's PR IR representative. In a few moments, I'll pass over to Chief Executive Roy Titchford, but before that, I just wanted to run through the format for today's call. Roy and members of the management team will be on the line to run through the presentation, which you should be able to view through the WebEx function as announced this morning. If you're having problems accessing this, the presentation is also available on the company's website at bathresourcesplc.com. The presentation is expected to last approximately 20 minutes, followed by a 10-minute Q&A session. During the presentation, all participant lines will be muted. However, you can send through any questions you may have through the Q&A function on the bottom right-hand side of your screen and press send. Alternatively, you can email them to shareholderinquiries@stbridespartners.co.uk. Roy will endeavour to answer as many questions as possible. However, if your question is not answered, please email St Bride and we'll respond separately. I will now pass over to Roy, who will introduce his fellow host.
Thank you, Susie. Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining this, our first cast to shareholders, and we hope you find it beneficial. I am joined by the CFO, Carl Kindinger, by our Chief Geologist, Craig Harvey, and our Senior Executive in Romania, Andrew Prelea. And if necessary, in any of the questions that do come in, I will pass them over to these executives if it is required. So starting off with the presentation and the company snapshot, we have a summary of where we're at the moment. Just looking at the screen, the share price is currently 0.642, giving us a market cap, in fact, of somewhere in the region of £29 million. We have a list of the board of directors and senior management there. No change from what has previously been announced. I'd like to now move over to Schedule 3, where we have some summaries of the share price, where you'll see the share price is now starting to recover, which we're very pleased about. And we're getting back to the levels that we last saw this time last year. You will also note the incredible volume of shares that this company trades, and already today we're at 255 million shares. We've got a key shareholder analysis there from what we can make out, and we are endeavouring to get a more detailed analysis, which once received, we would like to then also put on the web page for shareholders' information. Looking at the market capitalization, that is a pleasing improvement, and we hope that now with the news flow and the production updates that the market cap will continue to improve. Moving to slide 4, we have a summary of Romania, where it's all been previously released. We've got details there of the Manila polymetallic mine, which I'll deal with in more detail later, and the buy-to-apply license will be dealt with as one of the questions. But we continue to make good progress at Manila, and if we turn over to slide number 5, we have a summary of what we've achieved in this quarter. And it's pleasing to see that mostly the improvements are shown in orange, where production has increased significantly, costs have come down significantly. The only negative in the Manila quarter was a reduction in the tons mined, and that was occasioned by poor weather, extremely cold, up to minus 30 degrees at times. That makes mining extremely difficult. However, the capacity of the mine is such that we can certainly catch up any shortfall that we have. We do maintain stockpile of ore at the mine and at the processing plant so that hiccups to mining can be smoothed out by utilization of the stockpiles. So, looking at the tons of concentrate produced on slide number 6, we've hit 889 tons for this quarter, which is a very pleasant, pleasing improvement, and we hope to maintain and improve on this level of production. Importantly, the tons of zinc concentrate produced, we are targeting 150 tons a month, therefore 450 tons a quarter of zinc. And that combined with the copper concentrate, where we are targeting 300 tons of copper per month, we should therefore be producing 450 tons of concentrate for sale each month. The other pleasing statistic on slide 6 is the revenue per concentrate ton of copper, where we've now achieved 1,237, and this is a combination of better quality concentrate, gold reporting in that concentrate, and of course the better copper price. So very pleasing improvement in the concentrate sales price. Moving on to slide number 7, we have got the operating costs shown there in the first bar chart. Very pleased to see that that's come down to $901 a ton, giving us a good margin compared to the sale price. The cost per processing a ton of ore down to $32, another movement in the right direction. Our ore mined, we show there of 25,000 tons, down for the reasons I've already explained because of the poor weather. We aim to do at least 10,000 tons a month. So broadly speaking, in phase one, we want to do 30,000 tons a quarter for Manila. The milling tonnage has gone to 29,000 tons, slightly less than the 10,000 tons a month we would like to see. Phase one milling is 10,000 tons, so we're almost there, and we intend to continue to make improvements to the milling facilities at Manila so that we can achieve the 10,000 tons a month. I need to just emphasize that the installed capacity at Manila is probably between 16 and 18,000 tons. So we have got spare capacity there. We're improving the mining capacity at the open pit. And so in phase two, once we've got phase one settled and bedded down, we will be pushing to improve or increase the monthly tonnages at Manila. But that is phase two. So, in summary, Manila is now moving towards the phase one objectives in terms of tonnages, in terms of concentrate production, and we have reduced the costs, we've increased the revenue, and Manila has turned the corner. The emphasis now is to maintain the improvement there. If I may now move on to Zimbabwe, which is slide 8. Pixton Fearless Gold Mine continues to be a star performer. The main thing that we encountered during the quarter was a decrease, which is shown on slide 9, a decrease in the ore mills, and this is a combination of heavy rains and flooding, which made mining difficult and also caused problems in the crushed ore feeding into the mill. The mud and everything clogs it up. We maintained a small increase in the ore mined, but our gold production came down, and that is because of grade and the lower tons of ore milled. However, our operating costs have come down per ton milled and per ounce produced. But unfortunately, we've also had a 8% decrease in the sales price, which is something we have no control over. In the current quarter, January, we had some continued constraints through the heavy rains, but the wet season is now coming to an end. The rains have decreased, and I can say that in February, the production in Fixed and Fearless is picking up very nicely and has returned almost to normal, and I believe will do so by the end of February. So some constraints at Fixed and Fearless, but these things have to be dealt with. We can't control the weather. However, we have now got the mine back into its expected production cycle. The objective there, as you can see on slide 10, we milled 61,000 tons. Our objective at Exton is 20,000, so we've exceeded our mill tonnage expectation, notwithstanding the bad weather. The ore mined is 70,000 tons, which is in excess of the required milling tonnages. So again, we are building up a stockpile at the mine to cater for any interruptions that might come about through mining. The gold produced is slightly down because of the lower grade that we fed during the quarter. We produced 4,300 ounces, but bear in mind our objective when we first started this project, we were anticipating 900 to 1,000 ounces a month, so we're comfortably above the original design capacity of the plant. The gold price that we've achieved is 1,231, slightly down on quarter three, but again, that is not anything that we can control. So Fixed and Fearless has done well. If we look at slide 11, we can see our operating cost per ton is way down at $44 a ton, and our cost per ounce is reduced again to $619 an ounce. And I think it's a very fine performance by the management at Pixton Fearless, notwithstanding the challenges that they've had because of the poor weather. So very pleased with Pixton Fearless Gold Mine. If we can go to the summary now, which is slide number 12, basically, the continued turnaround at Manila, we anticipate production in February and March should go a long way to compensating for the lost production in January because of extreme weather. The Romanian management are doing everything in their power to recover that lost production. We also have the spare capacity that we intend to utilize there to make up that difference. The focus during quarter one and quarter two will include ramping up of the zinc production and to improve the grade of the zinc concentrate to 45%. That is the magic number where we do not incur any penalties because of the lower grade zinc. So our objective is both quantity of zinc and the quality of the zinc concentrate. We've also ordered, and it's en route, a gravity recovery circuit, because whilst we do get good gold and silver quantities reporting in the copper and silver concentrate, we are aware that in the tailings there is still gold and silver. We believe that that gold and silver is free gold and not amenable to flotation. Therefore, the gravity circuit, the tests have shown us we should recover the free gold through that gravity circuit. We've now, after having borrowed a gravity unit, which wasn't quite the right size, but did give us good quality recovery, we've now ordered the correct size gravity recovery circuit, and that should be installed in the next quarter or so because we're waiting for its delivery. With buy and supply, we continue to deal with the government, negotiate with the new government in Romania that have indicated to Andrew their desire to get this issue now resolved. The interim government was not really in a position to finalize the sub-license. We're having frequent meetings with the ministry. They're very supportive, and we anticipate being able to engage with the government in the next month or so to really deal with this issue. As far as the Fanita tailings facility is concerned, we've finished the augering, we've got the results. Craig Harvey is working on the JORC resource, which will be a maiden one for us, which he expects to finish by the end of quarter 2017. Q1 2017, have been prompted here by Susie. And then once we've got the JORC resource, we will then do the scoping and feasibility study to see which is the best method of processing this resource and to determine the economic viability of it. So that is the next thing that we will be doing as far as the tailings dam is concerned. The Sub-Sahara capital transaction has realized a portion of the value of the Pixton, Peerless and Giant whilst retaining a controlling interest by Vast of that project. It's a unique accounting transaction or structure whereby we as managers retain management control of the operations at Pixton and Giant, and this is in accordance with the desires of Sub-Saharan Capital, who are very adamant that Vast must retain control and manage those two operations. But it also gives us opportunity through Sub-Saharan Capital to look at other mining transactions or other gold opportunities in Zimbabwe and have the funding to go forward and expand our gold exposure in Zimbabwe. And finally, Pixton Peerless is a low-cost producer, and we're very confident that the value will continue to be derived from it. So, ladies and gentlemen, those are the main points that I would like to cover in the presentation, and I'm now looking at some of the questions that have come in. Thank you very much for doing that. The first question is, can we confirm whether an updated broker note is planned? And I'm advised that Brandon Hill have put out a flash note this morning, and no doubt they will continue to look at the company and release notes as and when appropriate. The second question is, what is the company doing with regards to the delay in finalizing the Baeta sublicense? I think I've already covered this. Andrew Prelea is in constant communication with the new minister and the new Secretary of State. Our legal people are working intensively with the government legal people to bring this sub-license to finalization, and hopefully we will be able to update shareholders in the near future. A third question is, are there any updates on the investigation regarding the irregular trading with Bracknell? I cannot make any comment on that because it is sub judice at this stage, and therefore it is inappropriate for me to make any comment. When is it anticipated that we will receive the funds announced with the partial disposal of our asset in Zimbabwe? We have been advised that one of the important certificates that we need to obtain, the indigenization certificate, has been received. And so we now anticipate that the Zimbabwe Investment Authority sign off and the Reserve Bank of Zimbabwe sign off will be coming through fairly soon. And that is those are the two final conditions precedent, I believe, for the release of that money. So maybe in the next month or so, we will get the money for the sale of the 49.99% of Canaan. Are there any other questions? Next question is, can you expound on the earlier mooted idea of bringing in an investor for a share in Vast? Well, we continue to talk to various institutions and potential investors to take a strategic investment in VAST. That's an ongoing exercise. We also have the opportunity, perhaps, of bringing a strategic investor into the subsidiary operations in Romania. We've already done that in Zimbabwe, so there's no need to expand on doing anything in Zimbabwe. But we're looking at both opportunities, a strategic investor in PLC or indeed in Romania. We're open to both of those. Next question is, in December you stated we are in discussion with a large private equity fund investors with a view of taking an interest in Romanian subsidiary. How advanced are such discussions and are we now attracting more outside interest? The answer to that is yes, we're attracting a lot more outside interest. The negotiations are ongoing, and the pleasing thing that we are now facing is that we have a choice, and we are in negotiation with several people to see who will give us the best offer. Next question. Does that continue from there? Is the negotiation Pixton Peerless deal, or is it a means to fund, for instance, the central processing complex as a standalone enterprise? Not sure I understood how it could be non-dilutive. Not sure I understand the question. It's a bit confusing. I'm sorry to say. But if it's Pixton Peerless deal, I don't really understand what the good. It would be non-dilutive. It would be non-dilutive as far as shares are issued in the parent company, but in the underlying assets, anybody that comes into Pixton Peerless for a stake, yes, would be dilutive. But it gives us opportunity to address other gold mining opportunities in Zimbabwe because we've got access to finance. So basically, 50% of Pixton, Peerless and Giant, I don't believe would be as good as having 25% of a very much enlarged gold portfolio in Zimbabwe. I hope that addresses that question. Another question with regards to BP license, is there anything credible holding this up other than it being a slow bureaucratic process? You have announced numerous times in the last few years that the granting of the license is imminent, but it has not materialized. Understand the frustration and the reason for that question, and we've asked it many times. I think the basic challenge that we've had is that the interim non-elected government in Romania was a technical government that was tasked with trying to get the economy, etc., going. Because of the draconian anti-corruption laws, it made it very difficult for any government official to authorize any permissions or licenses because of the personal comeback that was potentially there. And so the interim government, the unelected interim government, was loath to do a lot of the things that it was mandated to do. We've had the elections in Romania. The previous government has been returned to power and have indicated very strongly that they now wish to get the economy going, and they are now engaging with us in a manner that we've not enjoyed previously. And as I said earlier, Andrew is very encouraged by virtue of the interaction that he's now having with the new minister and the new Secretary of State. So we've got a completely different scenario now in Romania with the new government that is in place. Is there any plan to move from AIM to the main market listing or the main board? No plans at the moment, maybe wishful thinking and a desire. Of course, I think if we got our share price up and our market cap up substantially, that is something we would like to consider. But I think at the moment, the size of the company, AIM is probably the appropriate place for us to be. Is this financial year going to be closed on profit? Mr. Kindinger, what is your view?
Yes.
Yes, there we go. The CFO has given the answer, yes, he thinks it will be a profit. Right, another one that's just come in. What is the estimated in-ground value of the total minerals at the latest two licenses that we've got in Romania? 30 billion is what's been roughly calculated by some individuals based on today's commodity prices and a 10% conversion. Wow. Craig, can you comment on that?
Hi, Roy. I can comment on that. The only danger is that if we had to take a stab at classifying what the confidence in the resource is, it does not meet any of the JORC requirements, so it's not even an inferred category. The best bet is it's an exploration target. So with an exploration target, the tonnages can vary significantly, the grade can vary significantly, and until we put our own holes in the ground to actually verify what we have, you know, the info that we've sourced from open source documents, I think it'll be very difficult to say, you know, or to draw a number right now that people are going to remember.
Craig, the estimated, or the, I don't want to use the correct term or interpretation of indicated, but the tonnages that are thought to be there and the sort of grade one could expect, do we have any handle on those numbers from the old records?
Well, from the old records we've got, it's all documents that are in public domain. From the records in the public domain, there's up to 3 billion tons of inferred resources and exploration target. And the grades vary between 0.8 and 1.5% copper, about 0.6% zinc, and the ubiquitous 0.6 to 1 gram a ton gold with about 25 to 30 gram a ton silver. That's the info that we have source from open source documents, which has got us fairly excited. Our next step is now that we have these licenses, we need to gain access to the state records, what is there, because there has been mining there, there has been surface drilling there that was done in the past 20, 30, 40 years.
Okay, so what's in situ is one thing, and what can be commercially extracted is the other. So what we hasten to inform shareholders is that's what previous work indicates is sitting in the ground in those two deposits, but not necessarily what one can extract, etc. And I see in the question they talk about a 10% conversion, which is fairly conservative. So I think in summary what we are saying is these are highly prospective targets. If the stars align and we get what we think is there, this will be a very significant deposit for copper and zinc.
Correct, Roy.
Right. Anything more? Nope. That looks like all the questions that have come in so far. So I think that now leaves me to thank everybody for participating. I hope you found it informative. We look forward to having these discussions and presentations in future so that we can keep shareholders appraised of what we are doing in the company. And we look forward to your continued support. Thank you very much.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining today's conference. You may now disconnect your telephone lines. Thank you.
How long was that?